Appendices. Appendix 1. A brief reply to postmillennialism. More specifically, in this appendix, I want to make a brief reply to the claims of Sharon James in her books How Christianity Transformed the World and The Lies We Are Told. This reply, though brief, proved too large for a footnote, hence this appendix. It is not, it goes without saying, a full rebuttal of postmillennialism. James argues for postmillennialism based on Old Covenant texts, heyday Puritan prophetical dreams, ignoring late Puritans who had to live with defeat, Jonathan Edwards, selective C.A. Spurgeon, and very heavily on Ian Murray, the Puritan hope. My reply. A golden kingdom before Christ's return? What about the overwhelming weight of the New Testament, which gives powerful evidence of serious declension in churches, even during apostolic times, and warns of inevitable apostasy throughout this age, intensifying at its end? For the former, read 1 Corinthians, Galatians, Hebrews, and Revelation 2 and 3, just for starters, and compare Paul's letter to the Ephesians with Revelation 2:1-7. For the latter, see, for example, Matthew 24, Luke 17, 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 3, 2 Peter 3, and so on and so on. Take Israel's appalling record of declension in the days of the Old Covenant. As for the history of Christendom, all this speaks volumes. This is a very serious matter. It is not just a technical point for prophetical buffs to chew over. False kingdom hopes can cause serious spiritual damage to those who hold them. Take the 1640s, see my battle for the church. Millennial schemes, of whatever sort, appear to allow that the glorious earthly kingdom which they expect will collapse just before Christ's final return. How does that fit in with, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken? Are there two kingdoms, one which can be shaken, the other not? Here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. As for Spurgeon, I admit his inconstancy over the question. But consider this from late Spurgeon, preaching on 2 Timothy 3:5 in 1889. There are sanguine brothers and sisters who are looking forward to everything growing better and better and better, until at last this present age ripens into a millennium. They will not be able to sustain their hopes, for Scripture gives them no solid basis to rest upon. We who believe that there will be no millennial reign without the King, and who expect no rule of righteousness except the appearing of the righteous Lord, are nearer the mark. Apart from the second advent of our Lord, the world is more likely to sink into a pandemonium than to rise into a millennium. A divine interposition seems to me the hope set before us in Scripture, and indeed to be the only hope adequate to the occasion. We look to the darkening down of things. The state of mankind, however improved politically, may yet grow worse and worse spiritually. Certainly, we are assured that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. There will spring up in the church and round about a body of faithless men who profess to have faith, ungodly men who will unite with the saints, men having the form of godliness, but denying the power. We may call these hard times, that is 1889, if we will, but we have hardly yet come to the border of those truly harder times, when it will go hard with the church, and she shall need, even more than today, to cry mightily unto the Lord to keep her alive.